Hi, I'm Ray from the Radio Workshop, where I restore and repair vintage valve radios. My amateur radio call sign is Golf 4 November Sierra Juliet. My previous podcast was all about 19 sets, if you remember, and several people have contacted me about the CCF. You remember the combined cadet force on, what was it, 5330 megs? Not megs, it was 5330 kilohertz, wasn't it? Several people have contacted me and said, can we hear more about that in the good old days? By the way, if you want to contact me, my email address is ray@radio-workshop.co.uk. That's ray@radio-workshop.co.uk. So what is the CCF? It's the Combined Cadet Force, which I believe is still going today. It's been running for a long, long time. You can look this up on the internet, Combined Cadet Force. Basically what it was when I was listening to them on shortwave back in the 60s and 70s, I think it was only boys then, I'm not too sure. They were on the air, they were training, they were self-disciplining. I think there was an army chap there in charge of it. They were learning procedure, practicing procedure, how to conduct themselves on the radio, learning about aerials, transmitters, learning all about signals, I suppose, if they wanted to go into the signal corps or whatever. That was only part of it. I used to listen to them on 5330 kilohertz. That frequency was called Delta Oscar. That's what it was named, Delta Oscar. And I've got a little audio clip here that you might want to hear. It's a lot of interference, but it just gives you a little bit of an idea of what it was like to listen to the CCF.
Fox Trot Whiskey, this is Yellow. Radio check. Over. Fox Whiskey, I read you aloud and the clear. Tell me, over.
You are very weak.
Now, they were both quite strong signals, actually, although one couldn't hear the other. So these stations were all over the country, all over the UK. They were based in schools, normally, I believe, public schools, private, you know, independent schools. We didn't have one at our school. I went to a secondary modern, and I did once say to the headmaster in the early 60s, can we have a CCF station? I don't think he even knew what it was, and he wasn't interested. So that was that was the end of that. Which was a shame, because I was keen, well, from the age of about 10, I was keen to learn about radio. The school boys were on the air mostly in the afternoons, I think from about 3 o'clock onwards. That's when school finished, the last lessons finished. So those interested would then go to the radio room and fire up the equipment, normally a 19 set. Very often, though, I heard them use 62 set, 22 set. There was a range of equipment that they used. Their dipoles, that's what they used mostly, dipole aerials, normally cut for the Delta Oscar frequency, 5330 kilohertz. And bearing in mind that a 19 set, if you're lucky, you only get 10 watts out of it. You're not going to get masses of power. So bear in mind the very low power they were running. They could be heard all over the UK. I heard stations right up north, Wales, everywhere. It was a fascinating thing to listen to. All these schoolboys chatting to each other, exchanging signal reports, saying what equipment they had. It was really good to listen to. And of course, it was even better to join in. Let me make it clear, first of all, that it wasn't legal to join in. It was not legal to chat to these schoolboys. However, that aside, it was pretty easy to join them. We had in my hometown an army surplus store, and there you could purchase 19 set, 22 set, 62 set, 52 set, I won't go on, just about anything and everything you could ever want, army surplus wise. And of course, the CCF stations did, I believe they got their equipment from the army. I don't know whether it was donated or they bought it or whatever, probably donated by the army. Because I think the army were trying to get recruits. I believe that was the idea. Not 100% on that. Get people interested in it, get people interested in radio, and they might want to go on, develop their skills and become perhaps radio operators in the army. So once you've got your 19 set, you're on the air. I've already mentioned Echo Charlie on 6.6 megahertz in a previous podcast, but we're talking about the CCF here on 5.33 megs or thereabouts. That was the actual frequency, 5.33 megs. So you set yourself up, you get on the air, and you listen, and you will hear someone saying, Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar. Hello, all stations, Delta Oscar, this is, and then whatever the call sign, 18 Bravo, radio check, over. And you then listen, and someone might answer. Someone might go back to him and say, 18 Bravo, this is 5 Charlie, OK, over. Now, OK means that he's receiving him at a reasonable signal strength. He might have said difficult or unworkable, unreadable. Then the net control station, this is the one that started it, would say, 5 Charlie, this is 18 Bravo. You are also OK and on net, that means you're on frequency, out to you. Now, this is where you might want to join in. Or I joined in, as I did. So I would say, 18 Bravo, this is 4 Alpha. OK, over. He would say, 4 Alpha, this is 18 Bravo, you are also OK and on net, out to you. He'd then ask for any other stations, and we'll assume that it's just the three of us. OK, 18 Bravo, 5 Charlie and me, 4 Alpha. If he felt that I was in some way suspicious, i.e. a pirate, he would say, 4 Alpha, this is 18 Bravo, authenticate, for example, 2-4. Now, you had a matrix, so you look on the matrix, you looked like 2, I think it was 2 down the side, 4 along the top. Look at the box where these lines meet, and there'd be a number. So if I had the correct chart, which changed every month, I would say, Roger, I authenticate 6-3, over. And he would say, that is correct, and that was that. Now, the rules were that you weren't allowed to ask a station to authenticate more than once, I believe it was. So if he was still suspicious, which sometimes they were, he couldn't say 4 Alpha or authenticate 3-7. The reason was, people are listening, as I did, and they were writing down the correct authentication codes. So if I heard someone authenticate 7-2, and they gave the answer 1-6, and he said correct, I'd write down 7-2 equals 1-6. So the trick was, if I didn't have the code, if I was asked to authenticate 3-9, I would say, sorry, you were difficult. I believe you said authenticate 7-2. I authenticate 1-6, which was correct. And they couldn't then ask you again because I'd already given out a correct code. That was a trick that pirates used from time to time. If you listened a lot, as I did, I would have quite a list of codes, and chances were that you'd be asked one that was on your list, so you get it right anyway. But there was another trick that one or two of us did, us pirates. I knew one of the schoolboys at a certain school that I won't mention, and he sent me the authentication codes, a copy of the authentication codes, every month. So I was authenticating correctly whenever I was asked. I remember there was one station, he didn't believe me. He asked me to authenticate 3 times, and 3 times I authenticated correctly, but he still wouldn't have it. Other stations were saying to him, you can only ask a station to authenticate once. He'd asked me 3 times, and he was still saying, you are unauthorised to operate on this or any other frequency, close down now. Out to you. And of course I wasn't closing down now, out to me, because I'd authenticated 3 times correctly. Other stations were now joining in. There wasn't an argument at this stage, but there was a little bit of a kerfuffle going on the air. Other stations were saying, he is genuine, he has authenticated. What happened was, I closed down because I didn't want to cause trouble. I didn't want to, you know, I operated on the CCF quite regularly, and some of them on there knew me as a genuine station, or they thought me to be a genuine station. So I didn't want to get involved in this argument and end up in trouble, and then people discovering perhaps that I really was a pirate. It was later that day that I went back on to 5330 kHz, the station that I had annoyed or that suspected me. He wasn't there, so I joined the net, and we were all talking, and it was all okay. I was telling them 19 set, dipole aerial. It was a usual net, nothing untoward, and this station joined in. He came back, and he asked me to authenticate. So he obviously had it in for me. He knew, somehow, he knew that I was a pirate. He may well have heard me on Echo Charlie, 6.6 megahertz. He may have well heard me there. I used a different call sign there, but he might have recognised my voice or a certain style of transmission. There might have been a slight buzz on my transmission, anything like that, where you can identify a station. In fact, there was a station, again, I won't mention the call sign. He was on, I used to chat to him on CCF frequencies, but he appeared on Echo Charlie one morning, 6.6 megs. And I knew it was him because whenever he pressed the transmit button, there was a slight tone, just a zing, with his transmission. It just faded out, just a zing, slight tone. And I knew it was him. He was using a different call sign, of course, not the school's call sign, but he was transmitting from the school on the school equipment. And I said to him on Echo Charlie, get off, I know who you are, get off. You can tell by your transmission. This actually was the chap that sent me the codes, by the way. And he did tell me at some stage that the GPO, as it was then, General Post Office, they were the pirate catchers, whereas these days it's Ofcom. They went to the school and apparently said to the headmaster, shall we deal with him or will you? Because they knew they'd been listening on 6.6 and they recognised his transmission. And the headmaster said, I'll cane him. So he didn't actually get prosecuted as a pirate by the GPO, but he did get the cane. Going back to the station that had it in for me, I'll call him 17 Alpha. Okay, that wasn't his call sign, but 17 Alpha. I heard him another day. This was another day altogether. I heard him on the net. And I joined the net as 17 Alpha. I shouldn't have done it, it was silly, but he'd annoyed me and I knew he had it in for me. I could have used another call sign rather than my own for Alpha, but I joined as 17 Alpha. And of course the net controller said, he was a bit confused, he said, I think we've already got 17 Alpha, we've got two now. So I went back to him and I said, I'm sorry, I am 17 Alpha. Of course, the genuine 17 Alpha, the chap that didn't like me, he said, the other station is an imposter. I am 17 Alpha. So the net controller said, well, I'll ask you both to authenticate, which he did. Of course, we both got it correct. Correct answers. So the net controller then was in a little bit of a quandary. He didn't know what to do. Now, bear in mind, these were school lads, you know, what, between 12 and 18. He was beginning to become a little bit flustered. I said, well, look, I've got the net directory here. Now, there was a net directory which listed all the call signs in alphabetical order and against each call sign gave the full address of each school. So I said, look, I've got the net directory here. And I gave a clue as to 17 Alpha. I said, for example, it's in a town beginning with C and a road beginning with A, something like that. So the net controller could look at the directory, which he had, and he said, well, that is correct. Yes, I did actually have a genuine copy of the net directory, which, again, I shouldn't have had, but there we are. Now, the other 17 Alpha, the genuine one, he didn't have his net directory to hand. Now, the net controller shouldn't have asked him, but he did say, can you give me the same sort of clue on another call sign so I can check my net directory? And he didn't have it. He said, I can't. I haven't got my net directory to hand. It's not here in the radio room. So he was told to close down. The genuine 17 Alpha had to close down, and I was allowed on the net. Now, this poor chap by now was obviously fuming because he knew I was a pirate. He obviously knew he was genuine, and he knew that I knew that I was a pirate. So he was fuming. He came back a couple of days later on the air and I did the same thing. I said, this is 17 Alpha. Now, a station came on and said, this is Zero. Now, Zero, I hadn't heard of. I'd heard of Sunray and things. These were people in charge. But this one said, this is Zero. And he said, 17 Alpha. He was talking to the other chap. He told him to close down. He thought I was genuine. He honestly thought I was the genuine one. He told this other one to close down. I kept off the CCF frequencies after that for a week or so. Then I came back with a different call sign because this was going to get out of hand and I didn't want to be done for pirating. Had they gone to the authorities, the GPO, then they might have tracked me down and that would have been the end of everything. They would have taken my equipment and everything. So I left it at that and I went back on a week or so later with a different call sign. And as it happens, 17 Alpha, he didn't know it was me. I tried to disguise my voice slightly, I remember that. He didn't know it was me, so everything was fine. But being mischievous, I had this idea of this zero in mind. I thought, zero, I'd not heard him before. So I did a little experiment. 17 Alpha was calling Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar, Delta Oscar. I heard him one afternoon after school. I bear in mind I was at work. These were schoolboys. I was out at work, but I have Wednesday afternoons off. So there he was. This is 17 Alpha. All stations, Delta Oscar. Radio check. Over. So I went on and I said, 17 Alpha, this is zero. You are off frequency. Please net now, net now. And I let a carrier, blank carrier, go out. And I said, 17 Alpha, this is zero. Radio check, over. And he said, zero, this is 17 Alpha. Okay. And on net and all this business. So I'd actually moved him off frequency. He was on the correct frequency, but I'd moved him away. So he started a net, other people joined in, and as luck would have it, within about half an hour, something like that, this zero chap came on and had a right go at him because he was off frequency. They were using 19 sets and other 1940s surplus equipment, so you couldn't expect them to be spot on 5330 kilohertz. There was a window, I don't know what it was, but they were allowed, you know, to drift off slightly, which a lot of these old sets did do. They would drift off. I didn't take him sort of hundreds of KCs off frequency because the others would have noticed anyway. Yeah, it was a bit naughty, but I was quite pleased that I got him into trouble. There were a lot of pirates on the CCF frequencies. I say frequencies, there was Delta Oscar, 5330 kilohertz, Tango Golf, 4.9 something megs. There was another one, I think there was a CW, Morse code only one, on, was that around 3 megs? I can't remember. But there were a lot of pirates on there, and in the main, 99.9% of the pirates didn't want to cause trouble or play music, all that sort of thing. That was ridiculous. No one wanted to do that. They wanted to join in. They wanted to get on the air and join in and see what the sort of signal reports they could get, see how their equipment was running and how well their aerials were doing. They didn't want to be thrown off the net or cause trouble for other people. So it was all, in the main, very well run. As was Echo Charlie, you would get a couple of people on 6.6 megs start to play music. They were soon thrown off. The people didn't want that. That's not what it was all about. One of the GPO pirate catchers, in fact, quite high up, the big boss, I bumped into him in our local army surplus shop one day. And he looked at me and frowned, and I thought, oh dear, here we go. I was surprised, to be honest, that I'd got away with this for so long. I was a regular on the CCF frequency, Delta Oscar. Every opportunity I had, I was there. I just loved it. You know, it was fantastic. I was learning all the time. It was a terrific hobby. And I did hope at that stage, this is when I was younger, to teens, I was hoping to actually get on the air legally with a licence one day on the amateur bands. So this was the beginning of what I hope would be a good future in amateur radio. And he looked at me, this chap, and he frowned, and he just said, a low voice, because other people there, he said, all the time you're doing what you're doing, I'll leave you alone. And I didn't say anything. I just looked and sort of partially smiled, I think. He was talking about the CCF. He knew who was pirating and where. You know, he knew in the town what was going on. So I was quite fortunate. As I say, I have wondered how I got away with it for so long. I like to think that although it was illegal, I do like to think that he thought me quite professional, perhaps, you know, in the net procedure, the way I carried things out, the way I chatted to people, the way I tried to do it properly and join in with the others properly. He obviously had missed the 1-7 alpha incident, where I didn't quite do things properly, and the zero incident. But in the main, I was really spot on with it all, doing it properly. I could talk for hours about the early days of pirating in my teens, all the various things I got up to, but I won't. So I'm sure that's made you smile. We're over 20 minutes now into the podcast, so you probably, if you're still with me, which will be a great surprise, then you're probably hoping that it's going to end any second now. I think I will end it here. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed my reminiscing. I might do more of these, as I said in the first podcast, which was a bit of a test. If there's the interest there, if I get enough followers and feedback, then I'll carry on doing these, because I do have many, many stories to tell about the early days of pirating and 19 sets, all that sort of thing, and also music pirating on medium wave. Now, there's a thing. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Ray from the Radio Workshop, call sign G4NSJ, and I shall see you next time. Bye-bye for now.